This is an RNIB talking book.
Catherine Mansfield, A Secret Life by Claire Tomalin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Forward. Research for this book was begun in the mid-1970s and laid aside for various reasons, one of them being the appearance of biographies of Catherine Mansfield by both Geoffrey Myers in 1978 and Anthony Alpers in 1980. Inevitably, there was a wide overlap of research. It could hardly have been otherwise. Mr. Alpers has devoted many decades to interviewing and researching. He published an earlier biography in 1953 and must be the greatest living authority on his subject. Professor Myers is also prodigiously widely read and vigorous in his pursuit of his subject. I read both of their books with admiration and have profited from both of them. My own notes, correspondence, and draft chapters were put to gather dust, and I turned to other work. After some years, however, I began to think that there might be something else to say about Catherine Mansfield after all, some fresh material to be considered, a different perspective from which to view her. Mr. Alpers had certainly produced the epic version, with Catherine as playful genius undervalued and misunderstood on the whole by her contemporaries. He was cautious of J.M. Murray's powers of recall, but inclined to accept his version of those events in which he was involved. Professor Myers, altogether more cynical in his approach, drew what he called a darker Catherine without...